Welcome back to Coaching Through the Bible. Parshat Vayetze, Leah and Gratitude. What do a second grade student, a Harvard professor, and one of the matriarchs have in common? Gratitude. It seems like an odd thing to link the three. But let's jump in. A number of years ago, I had the pleasure of studying with a fairly well-known Harvard professor by the name of Tal Ben-Shachar. I think now he works at IDC, the Interdisciplinary Center in Herzliya, Israel. And he was discussing a topic that he is a world-renowned expert for through his studies in positive psychology on the topic of happiness. And embedded in his conversations and discussions on the subject of happiness is a large section in conversation about gratitude. And in that conversation about gratitude, he shared a quote that I really love, which is this, that at the core of gratitude is a sense of appreciation. And the quote was this, "When you appreciate the good appreciates." It's a very powerful statement about what gratitude is at its core, what the results of it can be, and when we bring gratitude into our lives, how that can have a larger impact on the rest of our lives. When you appreciate the good appreciates. The research is clear that when people institute practices of gratitude into their lives on a regular basis, that their lives improve, that their lives, their satisfaction in life, their health improve, their cognition improves. And there's so many health benefits to being a person of gratitude. Dr. Robert Emmons, who wrote the book called Thanks, is a psychology professor at UC Davis, has done extensive study on gratitude in our lives and has come away with a really basic, very important idea about gratitude, which is this. The gratitude happens sort of in two stages and in two ways. Gratitude is both the acknowledgement of the goodness in one's life, and it's as well as a recognition and an acknowledgement that some of the sources of the goodness in our lives comes from outside of ourselves. It's a very powerful distinction. And it's not just simply that things are happening in our lives, but also sort of the method and the resource and the source of the gratitude that's happening, and are acknowledging that as well. Part of the difficulty for us as human beings in gratitude, in expressions of gratitude certainly, is our willingness and our ability to say thank you to other people, and to really express that sense of gratitude. And so what he also describes is that there's two different things. There's a trait and there's a state, and they're not the same thing. The trait of gratitude is someone who interacts and acts in ways of gratitude through the course of their daily, weekly, monthly, yearly practices. There's also a state of being in a state of gratitude where a person consistently and constantly has that sense about them, that it becomes part of their being. It's actually something that can be taught. It's something that can be worked on. It's like any other practice or sort of muscle memory kind of idea that we can build into ourselves, that sense of gratitude. And as Tal Ben-Shachar said, when we begin to appreciate the good appreciates. Because what happens is, and this has also been proven by Dr. Emmons and others in this in the field, that as we begin to open ourselves up to the good that's happening in our worlds, to the things that people are doing for us, we express it out, so we increase the value of it, more of it actually accrues to us, and our lives become a more gratitude-based, appreciation-based, and a happier-based situation. And so it's something really important to really think about. And how does that play out for us, specifically through this week with the matriarch Leah? When Leah's fourth son is born, Judah, so the Bible explains that this time, hapam ode'et Hashem, this time I will thank God. The commentaries are, you know, replete with comments about this time. How is it that only this time she's thanking God for the birth of a child. The commentaries go further. They quote other statements that say that she is the first person to offer thanks in the name of God, which only asks and begs more questions. How is that even possible? There were other people before her who were great and powerful and incredibly influential and spiritual, parts of our people, Abraham and Isaac, Sarah and Rebecca. Did they not offer thanks in those moments in their lives when it was warranted? It's hard to imagine. And so we have to sort of unpeel some of the layers in understanding the gratitude that Leah is specifically bringing to the table here in this moment, and perhaps to sort of think about it in the ways that it helps us sort of bring gratitude into our own lives. Sort of one general comment is that, and this has been come up in a lot of my research and a lot of my study of the last couple of weeks, is that when we review Genesis, we know the stories, beginning, middle, and end. And so it's sometimes hard for us to stop and think about the person in the moment and in the situation they're in. Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, in one of his articles on this week's portion discussing Leah, goes into great depth and real great and beautifully described what she's going through at the beginning of her relationship with Jacob and how she plays that out with anguish and pain in the naming of her children until she gets to the fourth one. It's a really beautifully crafted explanation and vision of what's happening to Leah in those moments. And perhaps it's impossible for us to judge and inappropriate for us to judge Leah in that moment when she's expressing that gratitude, and instead to really focus on what does it mean that she's expressing gratitude in that moment. So here are three approaches. Approach number one is to simplify and sort of think about the fact that she has come to a recognition and a conclusion that this beautiful act of bearing children and bringing them into the world is worthy of praise. Rabbi Shalom Rosner, in his work that was recently put out called Shalom Rav, goes into a little bit of depth on this subject, that so many children are born and so many things are going on in the course of a childbirth, and we view it as natural, but it's also more than natural. It's supernatural, even though it's normal. It's something that happens every day. It happens many, many thousands of times a day, many places around the world. And we have to begin to appreciate the natural and the normal and be thankful for the natural and the normal and the regular. And so maybe that's what Leah is focused on in teaching us, is that ability for us to appreciate and have gratitude for the basic, normal, simple things in our lives, which are not either basic, normal, or simple in actuality when we really think about them. Two is a possibility that maybe this is beyond nature, that what happened here for her and the fact that she's now having a fourth child is supernatural for her. It's something beyond what she could have expected in her life, and that has moved her spiritually and inspired her in this moment to be appreciative of this fourth one, and then as well, consecutively going back about the other one, other children as well. So there's the natural approach to it, there's a sort of a supernatural approach to it, and there's a third approach to it, that something else may have happened here that has inspired her to offer this sense of gratitude at this point, which is perhaps something else has changed. When one looks through and reads below the surface as to what's happening in the relationship of Jacob and Leah and Jacob and Rachel and Leah and all three of them together, it's a complex situation. In her naming of her children, Leah bears out and plays out some of that feeling that she has about being unloved or even being to the degree of almost hated. It's her feeling with respect to her relationship with Jacob. And something changes by the fourth one. So this is for a good friend of mine. The commentary, the Malbim, writes that there's a shift, that in the third one, something changes. And the fact that in the text, it's very, very subtle, but it is Jacob who names the third child, names him based on the description that Leah provides. And so that perhaps at this moment, Jacob is beginning to understand where she's coming from. Things are changing. He hears her. He's listening and he hears her. And now things are changing. And by the fourth one, things are completely different. By the fifth and the sixth, the seventh child, everything is completely different in their relationship. Their relationship is dramatically shifted and changed. It's no longer the feeling that she felt before, and it's different. So now maybe something, because of that shift, has moved her to be inspired to offer thanks to God. Now, while it is the case that Leah is this person who brings this into the world, it's not necessarily the source by which we then are required or responsible in our own practice religiously to offer thanks to God on a regular basis. We have so many other stories and so many other moments and so many other commandments that sort of bring that to bear, but she is informative for us when we think about the concept of gratitude. And the reality of it is that in every context, we can bring gratitude into our lives, our personal lives, either our spousal relationships, into our parent-child relationships, or simply just in our work relationships as well. There's a lot of research that's done with respect to employee satisfaction, and that there's opportunities for employers and for leaders and for bosses to begin to bring in gratitude the term that people use, the attitude of gratitude, but simply just to begin to add appreciation into their relationships with their employees, which actually helps with their results and increases their performance in the office. And so it's sort of a quote-unquote a cheap way, an inexpensive way to get greater results from people by being more of an appreciative employer and appreciative team leader and build it in as a practice. While it's not something we necessarily normally think about, it's something that we can build into our daily lives. And because of technology, we can actually sort of schedule it almost to make it a daily practice, which ultimately, if we know that it's going to benefit us both physically and mentally and emotionally and spiritually, it's perhaps something we should consider. And so in the workplace, if one is a team leader, one can build into their schedule a time during the week when they are showing appreciation to members of their team, and then build a practice as to how they're going to do that, whether it's sending them a note, whether it's calling them into the office and just sort of thanking them for something that they're doing, or whether it's sort of a larger project where it's built in now into the system of work that we have employee appreciation as a culture-based piece. Culture is vital to success. Building a positive culture gets people to stay and to really work and to go deep with the work. And so it's perhaps just worth considering. Same thing in our own personal relationships, spousal relationships, parent-child relationships. We can build practices of gratitude. Talben Shach, I remember at the time, talked about the idea that he had time during the day built in where he and his wife would share moments of gratitude about each other, with each other, about other things, by expressing it, creating a certain sense in the home, but also emotionally, personally, changing the way we think about it. We can rewire our brains to be more focused on gratitude, to be more gracious in that way. When we sort of share gratitude, when we express gratitude, it brings gratitude back. Perhaps the last part of it, though, as I mentioned, the Harvard professor and the matriarch is one other piece, which is the young child in school who was asked what she was thankful for. And she said she was thankful for bathrooms, because it seems like the most obvious choice. But it was really a great moment of the synthesis of curriculum, a conversation about Thanksgiving, and also a conversation about how people lived before they had indoor plumbing. And the child was able to bring those things together and synthesize them to appreciate having indoor plumbing and having bathrooms. Because one of the great keys to really building good gratitude in our lives is, as Leah does, according to one explanation, to appreciate the basics and the natural in the day-to-day. Because they're not basic and they're not natural, everything is sort of miraculous, and to appreciate that nothing is a given, and to sort of think about it. And so one of the practices that I have been working on myself is what I would call breathing, is taking a moment before praying, taking a moment before, you know, going to bed in the evening, taking a moment before getting out of bed in the morning, taking a long, deep breath. I don't do it every day, but it's something I'm working on, and have a moment there where I let the gratitude try to sort of wash over me and be part of me as I go into that next moment in the day. And to really begin to slow down a little bit, that's part of what the breathing does, to slow you down, to begin to appreciate all the things that are going on in our lives. So as much as this gratitude is a sort of big concept, and there's a lot of emotional and spiritual and psychological and mental and physical impact of being a more gratitude, appreciation-based, thankful-based person, it's a hard practice to implement. But step by step, a lot of people are now doing gratitude journaling. It's easier with apps that exist that can remind you day to day when to put that in. It's easier with calendars on our phones that can build in reminders. Did you take a moment today to have gratitude? A moment in the morning, a moment in the afternoon, a moment in the evening. To begin to change the chemistry, the mental chemistry of our systems to be more in a gratitude mode, to build happiness into our lives. These are things that we can do to become a person who is appreciative of all the good, and so that ultimately then we can have the good appreciate. Have a great weekend. See you next week on Coaching Through the Bible.